Our Lady's Words from the Mystical City of God, Conception, paragraph 385, page 305. In this passage, Our Lady speaks of the proper use of speech.
My daughter, he that received more ought to consider himself more needy, since his debt becomes so much the greater. All should humiliate themselves, since of themselves they are nothing, nor can they do anything or possess aught. On this account, they that are raised up by the hand of the Almighty should humiliate themselves as mere dust. For left to themselves and to their nothingness and unworthiness, they should esteem themselves so much the more indebted and bound to thankfulness for that which by themselves they can never repay. Let man acknowledge his condition, for no one can say, I have made myself, I preserve myself in existence, I can prolong my life or postpone my death. All his being and preservation is in the hands of the Lord. Let each one therefore humble himself in his presence, and thou, my dearest, do not forget these truths. I wish also that thou esteem as a great treasure the virtue of silence, which I have practiced from my birth. By the light which the Most High gave me, I was conversant with all the virtues, but I attached myself to this one with great predilection, resolving to adhere to it as a companion and as a friend during all my life. Therefore I kept it inviolate, although I could speak from the moment of my entrance into the world. To speak without moderation and forethought is a two-edged sword, which wounds both him that speaks and him that hears, and thus in two ways destroys charity, or hinders it in all the virtues. From this thou canst understand how much God is offended by the vice of inconsiderate and loose talk, and how justly loquacity and the tumult of disputation estranges his spirit and veils his presence. For those that talk much cannot keep free from grievous sin. Proverbs 10:19. Only with God and with his saints can one speak with security, and even then it must be with forethought and discretion. With creatures it is very difficult to preserve the golden middle without danger of passing from the correct and necessary to the imperfect and superfluous. The way to avoid this danger is to tend continually toward the other extreme, striving rather to reflect and be silent. For the prudent medium of speaking only what is necessary is found more in reflection than in immoderate speech. Remember, my soul, that thou canst not disport thyself in self-sought conversation with creatures without relinquishing God in the secret interior of thy soul. And that which thou canst not do without imprudence and insult in thy intercourse with other creatures, thou shouldest not do in thy dealings with thy Lord and the Lord of all. Close thy ears to the deceitful conversations which might induce thee to speak what thou shouldest not, for it is not just that thou speak more than what is enjoined thee by thy Lord and Master. Listen to his holy law, which he has with so liberal a hand written in thy heart. Hear the voice of thy pastor, and answer him there, and him only. I wish to impress thee with the fact that if thou art to be my disciple and companion, it must be by signalizing thyself, especially in this virtue of silence. Reflect much, and write this doctrine in thy heart today, and attach thyself more and more to this virtue. For first I wish to see thee established in this, and then I will teach thee how to speak. I do not dissuade thee from speaking words of admonition and consolation to thy daughters and thy subjects. Speak also with those who can give thee tokens of thy beloved, and who can instruct and inflame thee with his love. In such kind of conversation thou wilt acquire a profitable silence of the soul, since in them is excited a horror and disgust for conversation of men, and thou wilt learn to relish conversation about the wished-for eternal good only. Then with the force of love transforming thy being into that of thy beloved, the impetus of thy passions will weaken, and thou shalt arrive at that kind of sweet martyrdom which I suffered when I complained of my body and of mortal life. for they seemed to me a dreary imprisonment, which hindered my flight, although not my love. O my daughter, forget all the earthly things in the hiding place of thy silence, and imitate me with all thy fervor and all thy strength, for thus shalt thou arrive at that state to which thy spouse invites thee. There thou shalt hear the consoling words which sustained me in the pangs of my love. My love, dilate thy heart, and give admission, my cherished one, to that sweet pain, for my heart is wounded by thy love. Thus the Lord spoke to me, and this thou myself hast heard repeatedly, for to those that are alone and in silence does his majesty speak.